Blog Talk Radio.
Committed no crime and bad mistakes. I've made a few. I've had my share of bad kicks in my bed, but I come through. Love is gone.
And welcome back to Life Lessons Radio. I'm your host, Rick Tokini. Thanks for joining us on America's favorite Life Lessons Radio show. Just a couple of show announcements before we get to our guest today. On Friday, we have Christopher Knight, who played Peter Brady on the Brady Bunch. He's on to talk about Christmas gadgets. November the 6th, we've got coming up Charles Humbard, who is the founder of GMC TV. So those will both be fun shows. Feel free to call in to 646-727-2255, and feel free to ask questions of those guests. Hey, on today's show, we have Kelsey Grady, co-founder and CEO of Nextdoor.com. It's a free and private social network for neighborhoods about Nextdoor's Halloween survey that examined the state of the American neighborhood this Halloween. Hey, Kelsey, welcome to Life Lessons.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Nice to have you on. Before we get into these questions that we plan on asking you, tell us about how you got into the whole interest of the concept of Nextdoor.com.
Sure. So Nextdoor is a free and private social network for the neighborhood. And so the founders of Nextdoor were looking at kind of what was going on the internet a few years ago, and it had become pretty obvious that social networks had become mainstream. You have Facebook to connect with family and friends. You have LinkedIn for your business identity, Twitter to follow people with common interests. But there was no social network to connect us to one of the most important communities in our lives, and that's where we live. And so that was the inspiration for starting Nextdoor.
It's pretty amazing. I think that it's ironic that in this day and age that we live in, that seldom do we take time to go knocking on our next door neighbor's door and introduce ourselves. So it's when I saw Nextdoor.com, it raised an eyebrow about, you know, who are these people and what are they doing? And, you know, here in Colorado, Kelsey, we had the recent abduction and murder of Jessica.
Yes.
And it's got everybody pretty much spoofed out. So this is a very timely show from that perspective, and at least in our highly sensitive state of Colorado.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Well, one of the things I wanted to bring up is, like you said, people don't know their neighbors anymore. There's a stat we reference often from the Pew Research Center that nearly 28% of Americans know none of their neighbors by name. And with some of the things you're mentioning, like the tragic death of Jessica, it's becoming more and more important just to be aware of what's going on in your neighborhood. And for your listeners in Colorado, we were actually covered by the Denver Post about a week ago by a writer specifically related to the fact that her killing was just a good reminder that we should, you know, really be more connected to our neighborhoods.
Absolutely. If there's any good that comes out of some tragedy, maybe it's that, in a heightened sensitivity.
Yeah,
why did Nextdoor decide to run this Halloween survey?
So Nextdoor decided to run this Halloween survey because we believe that Halloween is one of the most neighborhood-centric holidays. It's a very natural holiday to go out and get to know your neighbors. It's easy to go out and knock on people's doors on tomorrow night. And so we just wanted to get a better understanding about America's viewpoints and Halloween habits this year.
Yeah, makes sense. And what were some of the more intriguing findings of the survey specifically related to survey, as you and I were just talking about? Safety, right?
Yeah, so we found that safety is extremely important to Americans, not only all year long, but also specifically on Halloween. So when determining what makes a good neighborhood for Halloween, safety and good neighbors were the top responses reported as being very important or important to Americans. And then we also found that 29% of parents who take their children trick-or-treating would feel safe allowing one of their neighbors to take their children trick-or-treating. So once you do get to know your neighbors and your neighborhood, I think people feel a lot safer.
Hmm. This is not on your list, but why do you think Halloween has become so enormously large in the United States? Is it because we're not forced to give gifts or see too many family members?
Maybe. it's definitely, I think when you look at kind of all the holidays, you know, on the calendar year, it's a fun holiday, right? You know, people are making mm-hmm. their costumes. We found that nearly a third of parents are dressing up. It's not just for kids. So it can be a very social holiday, not only in your neighborhood, but with friends. And it also can be a more affordable holiday. So we actually looked at spending for Americans this year on Halloween, and we found that the average American will spend $85, which is a decent amount of money, but that covers everything that they're doing, candy, costumes, et cetera. So.
That's amazing. Or were there any other fun findings from your survey besides that? One-third of parents are dressing up as Big Bird this year.
We also found that people are still making homemade costumes for their kids, which I thought was kind of fun. Because I remember, you know, my mom, you know, at least made me a couple homemade costumes throughout the years. And we were wondering if people were still doing that. And we found that nearly one in three parents have dressed their children in homemade costumes. So that was a kind of fun one. The other thing we tried to tackle was the age question, right? When does it get annoying when, you know, like a 19-year-old shows up at your front door, you know, with their bag of candy? And so we found that the average American thought that 3 years old was the appropriate age to start taking your kids trick-or-treating, and that 13 was around the age where it started to become questionable about whether or not you should continue trick-or-treating.
Interesting. Three mm-hmm. to 13. Wow.
Yep.
What were some of the most surprising findings of your survey?
I think the most surprising finding, going back to the spending question, is that we asked, you know, we asked all the survey respondents, how much do you plan to spend on Halloween this year? But then we also had the income level of the respondents, and we found that actually Americans with a household income of less than $35,000 who will spend money on Halloween this year said they plan to spend on average $112, which was the highest reported of all income groups. So you would think lower income, you're probably going to spend less. But what I kind of took out of that finding was, hey, maybe Halloween is actually a pretty affordable way for a family to have a fun day. It's definitely cheaper than taking, you know, all your kids to Disneyland. So that I thought that was a pretty interesting finding.
That is an interesting finding. Of course, it's a great event for dentists as well. You didn't survey any dentists, did you?
No, but I actually think that, like, the American Association for Dentists across the U.S., I think they actually did run a survey this year that looked at Halloween candy specifically, and I think they saw that we were actually trending towards giving out more candy with less sugar. That's a good thing.
I love that. I think it's interesting that your survey is telling us a whole lot more about America than just Halloween. But specifically, what did you think that the survey findings tell us about this individual event, and maybe even racked up against some of the other big events of our life, including Thanksgiving and Christmas that are just around the corner?
Yeah, I think the survey findings show that Halloween's still a fun and thriving holiday, that people are still finding the time to go out and spend time with their families or do other things. Like, the survey found that parents really do go all out, that 60% take their kids trick-or-treating, so that's families getting out and spending time together, that 60% give out candy, and that 50% of people decorate their home for the holiday. So I think it's interesting that even with everything going on in the world today and how busy we all seem to be, you know, it's skewing more that more people are participating in Halloween this year than on average. And I think we'll see that throughout the rest of the year, that people are really finding time to dedicate to the holidays and money to dedicate to the holidays as well.
You got it. It's an interesting holiday in that you don't invest a lot. There's an opportunity to meet your neighbors, and there are fewer and fewer of those types of events going on because, and I would venture to say, average cul-de-sac in the United States, everyone drives home, opens up their garage door, shuts it, eats, and gets up the next morning and goes through the same process. So we move too fast as a society. Next Door's survey, I think, is interesting because it brings forth information about how are we responding as human beings to one another. And I think today we need to have more events like this than ever, just to bring people together. So it's interesting. And tell us a little bit more about Next Door and what else are you guys doing?
Sure. So one of the things you were bringing up is people do go home, they shut their garage door, and you have a hard time finding time to meet your neighbors. And oftentimes we might know the people who live to the left and right of us, but what about the person who lives down the street? And so Next Door's mission really is to bring back a sense of community to the neighborhood using technology. So we're not saying just use Next Door, and only communicate with your neighbors online. We're saying use it as a great way to connect, maybe as an icebreaker, and then definitely, you know, connect offline. So on Next Door, neighborhoods can create private websites so that they can easily connect with their neighbors about the issues that matter, whether it's connecting about exchanging advice and recommendations on local service providers, like a great plumber or painter, or more personal things like, hey, I lost my dog. Has anyone seen my dog? To more critical things like, my house is broken into. Did anyone see anything? So we're really just trying to use the power of technology to solve a problem that we're really seeing across America today, where we've lost this sense of community in our neighborhoods.
Mm. Chelsea, Brady, you are so insightful and visionary, and you sound like you're still fairly young. I wanted to congratulate you on spending your time and your career on being significant and less focused on being successful, because I think that I know that you are onto something very big here. And I want to invite you back on any time to talk about this. Within our network, Kelsey, we work on life lessons books. It would be interesting to have a life lessons from Next Door.
Absolutely.
And maybe that will help people pay attention to, especially the elderly that may live next door who may be really wise people, but you keep blowing by them every day. And like I said, opening and closing your garage door. And so it's so interesting, and I really commend you for being in a role of doing something significant.
Well, we are very excited about what we're doing here, and we believe we have the opportunity to make a real impact on people's lives across the country. And so that's our goal, and we're just getting started, but we are active right now in over 5,600 neighborhoods across the U.S., and we're growing pretty fast every day, so it's exciting.
I love it. Well, feel free to call me back to talk about that possible book, and tell our listening audience how they may be able to get in contact with your organization and become a part of that network.
So people can easily just go to nextdoor.com and enter in their address. If a neighborhood's already been created for where you live, you'll easily just pop into that neighborhood website. If it hasn't been, the site will obviously prompt you to start one. You do not have to be extremely tech savvy to get started on Next Door. The site looks and operates a lot like some of the other sites a lot of us use, like Facebook, and it's very easy. And so we definitely encourage people to go check it out. It's free, and we just want to help people build stronger and safer neighborhoods.
Man, I love it. Those are all great lessons. Kelsey, thank you for joining us today on Life Lessons, and we wish you well. Invite you back anytime to talk about nextdoor.com. What a great vision and a great organization. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You are most welcome. We'll be back, folks, on in the next hour or so with another Life Lessons show, and we'll be talking about Transform Travel and how, if you were able to travel and awaken your five senses, how you can move from being a tourist to being a transformed traveler. Such an interesting topic, and we appreciate our sister network, the Transformed Traveler, working with us on that important topic. Thanks again this morning to our guest, Kelsey Grady, and her organization, Next Door. It'll be a wonderful organization for you to become a part of and to become more active in knowing your next-door neighbor. What a great life lesson that is, because when you do that, you can accept their differences, you can And you can count your neighbor as one of your greatest blessings. Folks, have a great day.